get them girls loose,
TJR.
Loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose.
Browns fans, secure your season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at the newly revamped First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Joining us now, the one and only Gerard Cherry. And Gerard, we know now that there are six candidates linked to the Browns, at least at this point. And the names of those six candidates as follows here. We've got Dan Quinn, Todd Bowles, Josh McDaniels, Andrew Gase from the Denver Broncos, Gus Malzahn, and James Franklin from the college ranks. We were both asked earlier and both had the same answer. Curious, of those six right now, of the names on the list available to you, who would you like to see be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, it's funny you ask me that question, because that's one of the topics that I sent into Bruce and Emmett today for our show, Nathan, that I was torn between. Do you go with the experienced college coach, or do you go with, and no disrespect here, coordinator dude? And in a lot of ways, I'm still battling with that. I haven't formulated an answer, but I'm of the mind that if, and I'm thinking if Josh McDaniels is the lead candidate and he has a relationship with Lombardi and that can also help mend fences with Joe Banner in the sense that they have a good working relationship and Jimmy Haslam has some insight on it, that he'd make the better candidate in this in that regard. So that's where I'm at, and plus Josh is my boy, so I'm being biased.
Yeah, no, I can hear that, and I've known Josh a long time too, and like him, and understood and wrote a lot of pieces for NFL.com when a lot of folks were very upset. Bronco Nation was extremely furious over everything he was doing there, obviously, and the whole Jay Cutler feud. You know, I'm going to say he's learned some things since then, for sure. And now, whether the timing is still right for him, I don't know. Others I've spoken with who are close with McDaniels, who are McDaniels supporters, say it still might behoove him to not, and this just has nothing to do with the Browns, but just behoove him to sit out another year of openings while the healing continues, because right now there's still a lot of negativity attached to him, Gerard.
Yeah, and I understand that, but also, Vic, you can't let that ruin your day or run your life, because you know, people always have some negative say. If you have an opportunity to be a head coach of an NFL football team, yeah, you are linked to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and chances are you will get another opportunity. But if this is the right place for you to be, I would not let what took place in Denver occur. As a matter of fact, I was on board with what took place in Denver, because my mindset is, hey, you need to come in there and take control of your locker room. Jay Cutler, this is not your football team. This is my football team, and therefore I'm going to ship you off to send a message. And yes, initially they start off incredibly strong and they could not continue it and carry it through. But I think big time, one of the issues that this team is missing is the idea of having guys that are accountable, having guys that understand that it is not a given position for you to be on this football team or in NFL for that matter of fact.
Gerard, this is obviously a big deal. The coaching search, the quarterback search, also a big deal. We've heard this week now that it looks like Brett Hundley will return to school. Blake Bortles will declare for the draft. So the Browns should have, assuming that Clowney goes in the top three, which many people think he will, they should have an opportunity at either Bridgewater, Manziel, or Bortles. What's your early read on those three quarterback candidates?
Well, the early read is that I think Bridgewater will not be there because he appears to be the one that everyone said will be first quarterback to go. I like what Johnny Manziel does on the football field as far as the creation, playmaking, and all that stuff. The thing I question and wonder is he a leader of men? Like you said, with head coach, you made a comment about Rob Chizinski earlier. Is he a leader of men? Same thing with quarterback. Will guys in the league buy into what Johnny Manziel presents? And if he's doing the same things that he was doing in college, he may be able to get away with it on this football team because it's such a young team. But at the same time, I think if you're going to lead grown men, you got to act like one in the process as well. And then when you look at Bortles, I called a game in which he was playing against Akron for ESPN, and I like the body, I like the size, I like his ability to stay fresh in the pocket, and you need that skill set, especially in this division. I'm not sure if he can make all the throws because people tout his arm as being strong, but I saw him always underthrow balls in the games that I was calling. So I'm not quite sold on him 100%, but I do like his body and his size, and you hate to leave with stature, but I'm more concerned about our minds, and I can't quite figure that out yet.
Gerard Cherry, joining us as he regularly does on this show. When you watch tonight's game and see Auburn and Florida State in the BCS National Championship, we're all going to have that eye toward what Gus Malzahn can do maybe to put a stamp on the notion that he should be the Browns' next head coach. And again, if he does well enough, you would think that it'll open doors that might not already be open for him, potentially with the other openings that are there. But what will you look for? What needs to jump out at you, Gerard?
Well, if he puts on a coaching clinic and his team just seems much more prepared than Jimbo Fisher's team, then you got to take note of that, because these guys have had over a month preparing for this football game. And if one team looks strikingly better than the other and more prepared, you have to think, okay, what is he saying? What is he conveying in the locker room that his guys bought in on this being the most important night in college football? So, yes, you got to bring that guy into the building, if anything, just to pick his brain, just to know what he's doing, and maybe you can add some of his concepts to how you run your operation.
Gerard, real quickly, what was the thing from this wacky wild card weekend, which was a lot of fun, that stood out to you the most in some of the better games we've seen in the playoffs in recent years?
And then, Nathan, Andrew Luck has the perfect name. Last name, that is.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, this man, how do you get a ball to bounce in your hands and then you have the presence of mind, to his credit, to run in there and score? So Andrew Luck is impressing me, and I think we're going to be looking at a great one for years to come, guys.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Gerard. That was a special. He did some special, incredibly fun, not fun things, but also fun things, but fantastic things that you hope to see from maybe another quarterback who could wear a Browns uniform sometime soon.
Let me throw this your guys' way, because I thought about this. As you were watching these games, did any part of you say to yourselves, man, this could have totally been us in here doing this, or was it just a remote, foregone conclusion that we didn't deserve that being the Browns to be there?
Because of how close games were, and I looked at San Diego, I look at teams that literally got in there like at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how cool would this be if this was us? That's what I kept. I had envy. I had envy.
That's all we want. Yeah. That's all anybody wants.
Just one shot. All right. Hey, Gerard, thank you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This was fun and interesting. Mary Kay Cabot joined us. We thank her for being with us. We want to thank Bob Candata from the Seattle Times for being with us, Megan Rock for tweeting during the show, and she's putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be on clevelandbrowns.com later today. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. All right, good stuff. And callers, thank you for your participation as well. We'll be back at this again tomorrow. Stay warm. Vic and Nathan on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Dress and layers.
Boots.
Comeback City, yeah, we back on a map. What
this
up, Cleveland?
It's my city.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.